Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Thursday. Can you believe it? It is Thursday. It's August 10th, and I am not kidding you. I know like seven people whose birthday is today, and one of them is my sister, one of them's my niece, one of them's my cousin, one of them's a best friend. I mean, it's ridiculous. You just go on and on and on from family all the way out. This day has some kind of juju to it where everybody is just born today. And then tomorrow is my mom's birthday. She was born on August 11th, and my sister was born on the 10th. So it was like a doubleheader month every month, but so crazy and so cool. But today is Dream Theme Thursday. We have it, and we've got a couple of dreams. But before we get started, tomorrow I will not be here, nor will I be here on Monday. I got invited to go somewhere I've never gone, and that is to Yosemite. It's a national park in California, and I can't believe I haven't been there yet. But I guess the drive and all of that, it just never fell into my life. And I'll be going tomorrow. Actually, I'm leaving after the show today, but I'll be gone tomorrow and on Monday. But hopefully I'll share some pictures online, and I just can't wait to go. I heard it's absolutely amazing there. So I won't be doing the show, unfortunately. We're going to miss Questions Friday. I saw some questions up already, so I will save them for Friday, so just know next Friday, so just know they're coming. And I have a couple of dreams today, so I want to get to them. And I'm so excited to go, you guys. I'm just, that's one of my daydreams. But let's get started. Today's first one is from, they're both from Chris's. This one is from Chris Kipwoods, and he said, Nadia, hug. I had a dream that I was standing in a wooden room with my family, with funny-shaped doors. I enter a door, and I had to stoop down to walk through. It was dark with cobwebs. I came to an opening and was standing on a high ledge looking down at the beautiful alien town. It was human-like, but very different. I looked to my right and saw a knight standing on a ledge. He was wearing a beautiful silver shining armor. I looked to my left, and this human-like ghostly thing flew down and landed on a ledge. He was twitching very fast and then took off flying past like a speeding bullet. It was awesome. I then went back to the room and entered another door and found myself in a big old house. The woman wasn't wearing big dresses like Queen Victoria. I started to talk to one. She looked beautiful. I was showing her how I could put a shield around me like a steel ball to protect myself. Then it ended. So before you get to the other dream, I don't know if they're together. Maybe I should read the whole thing. It ended. Then I had another dream. I was in a bar in Dublin, but it was more like a calf, like C-A-F-F. So if anyone knows what that is, more like a calf. Oh, like a cafe. Sorry, he probably missed the E. The barmaid said, I had a message for you, and handed me a piece of donut. Within the donut, I felt two soiled rings. Then I ate them. I asked everyone in the bar what love is, and they all started to sing the song by Howard Jones entitled, What is Love? The lyrics are, what is love anyway? Does anybody love anyway? Buddy, does anyone love anyone anyway? I then looked at a big cloth, I think that's painting, on the wall. It had all the faces of people from all over the world, but with a rainbow in front of the people. So you were looking through a rainbow to see the people. At the top of the painting, it said, until death do us part, Irish, and it might have said marriage. That's it. Thank you. So actually, I'm glad I read the two dreams because they're both very optimistic. The first one, what you were looking at as alien, like because you're looking at this whole place down on the bottom, and then you see what you thought were aliens and someone in a knight in shining armor, and you saw like a ghostly thing fly down, and it's like almost like a little angel, because angels flicker. You said twitching, but they flicker. Sometimes you see things flicker on the side of your head and you don't know what it is, and you turn around, and I always call those like little angel sightings, you know, because you're like, what was that? And nothing is there. It's just like everything's just quiet. And you'll see that flicker, and it'll happen. Sometimes you see it in front of you. And it's an amazing thing because it happens during the day when you see that, obviously, because your eyes are open. But every time I do that now and see that, just remember that nothing is ever too far away. And in these dreams, you know, where you think you were standing in a wooden room is different than, obviously, a painted room. Rooms aren't made of wood. They used to have wood paneling a long time ago, but even back then, the walls were made of wood. Now they're not. So rooms now aren't. So you were kind of in another time and in another place, which felt very alien-like. But when you see little flickers like that in your dreams, it's always when it's almost like they're saying, help is on the way, help is here. Help has arrived. You're feeling helped. You're very aware of your surroundings. That's all you needed. But it's interesting how that happened, and then you went into reality where now you weren't in the same reality of that period of time, and you just started talking to women that are there. And it's interesting that you understood where to protect yourself. Because all of this is about awareness. Even in the bar where all of it's about awareness, your awareness inside is heightening within yourself. And it just means that things that you walked by, you're noticing. People that were in your life, you can see now whether they're still in your life or not isn't the question, but it's what you can see now. It's no longer about you being thrown in a situation, it's like you being aware of yourself in a situation. The kinds of details you're noticing. It's not like somebody's dying and somebody's waking, somebody's running. It doesn't really involve other people. All the other people in your dream were bystanders. It wasn't like your mother or your father or your sisters or your brothers or any familiar faces were in the dream. And these two dreams combined tell you that you are preparing and prepared to face the world on your terms and no longer do it on anyone else's terms, because when you do things for other people first and not for yourself, you get lost. But when you're aware, you're very much a part of your own picture. And the fact that you've seen people through a rainbow, through prisms of color, was telling you that the storm is over. The storm is over. And now your challenges, your growths, are going to be part of your own picture. You have a hand in where your life is going. And you have a hand at what you see and what you pay attention to. Just to notice that you walked into a room and there was a beautiful woman there, and you could just appreciate it. You understood you need to protect yourself from yourself. You walked into a bar, you said nothing about getting a drink, because in your mind, the bars now aren't bars. They're just like a cafe, so it had to adapt to your new thought and your new love and your new way of thinking, which is an old way of thinking when you were stronger, but now it is strengthened deeper. to see the rainbow in front of the people instead of behind them is huge. It's huge. Because what it's telling you is that you're also behind the rainbow. You're on the same side as everyone else. You no longer feel excluded. If you saw the rainbow behind them, which is kind of an interesting, different way that you even mentioned that part of it, but if you saw the rainbow behind them and saw them clearly, you wouldn't have felt part of them. You would have saw them as a picture on the wall. But when you see them behind the rainbow, everything can be behind the rainbow, not just what's in front of it. It's a weird dynamic. I don't even know why I'm saying that or saying this, but it's just all I could see, which is kind of cool. I love when that happens because, wow, who would think of that? And then you saw it as a marriage, which meant that you saw it as everybody being on the same side. In your mind, there is no longer an us and a them. There's only a them, and you are them. It's like you cross the line into a world of understanding your role in your own life. And every part of these dreams, even the part that was dark with cobwebs, but then it came to an opening. Someone on a high ledge who didn't jump. A flicker of light that came and showed up to let you know that even if you're on a ledge, help is always on the way. There's so much optimism in this dream. And I thank you for taking the time to really write all the details as you have, because it's always nice to get that feedback back, because I never thought of a rainbow or seeing people through it or from it. But it wasn't about the people. The people for you was already known. What wasn't known to you was you being part of them. Traveling through time, knowing that this beauty always exists. No matter what period of time in our history you're in. It is so cool. I don't know if you're listening now, but keep this one. Remind yourself. And even what is love? That's your question, and you're finding that answer. Because right after that song, you see the picture with the rainbow, which means you are love. Everybody is love. We're all behind the prisms of color. And also, the fact that it was see-through. And this one's a total Christ one because, boy, I thought I was done. But the fact that it was see-through is just the way it is between home and earth. They can see us. We can't see them. We can't see home. But we are all in the same reality. It's just the energy separates us so that we can do our job. And then we just go back. We just go right back through those prisms of light, of love, of all of what you saw. Nobody gets hurt, nobody gets harmed, none of that even exists. Everything is just understood, and it's completely normal to be understood, and you are in that place of self-understanding. So thank you for the dream, Chris. I have another one by Christopher Sedre, and he says, "Dreams with your eyes open. Learn to imagine and daydream about what you want to be manifested, accomplished in your life, becoming great in the love and the goodness of the Lord. Learn to daydream about your spouse, children, grandchildren. When you begin to do this, even before you had them, have a glimpse of the wonder and the splendor of God's creation of families by realizing that you are only a link in a long line of your family tree. Start to meditate on the people in your family who are home with God. Visualize them in your imagination, praying for you and encouraging you to do your best in your life. Watch them cheering for you, just as you have been, just as you have seen fans rooting for their favorite athletes. Do realize that when your children are ready to leave, you must send them forth with your prayers and blessings so that they too can multiply God's blessings in abundance for the next generation. This one I wanted to read for a couple of reasons, because we do talk about visualization, and lately, for some reason, I mentioned it to my son, and he was just telling me stuff about baseball, and I said, you know, Thaddeus, just imagine yourself doing it. That's what you've done all along. And he said, yeah, but there's this one thing. I just can't see it. And I said, well, what? Why can't you see it? He goes, I don't know. And I said, well, try to make yourself see it. Like, what do you think of that? Try to make yourself see it. And he said, well, I don't know how to make myself see it. It kind of makes me nervous to try to make myself see something. And I said, but why does it make you nervous to make yourself see something? He said, I don't know. And, you know, with autism, you just, they're like shocked when they can't feel something. They don't know something. They don't know why they're seeing it, feeling it. However it starts to play out in their mind, they don't know how to imagine. They just either know something or they don't. And I thought, gosh, you know, how do you tell somebody how to visualize anything? Like, how do you tell them how? So I started saying, you know, just imagine, you know, let's say you're up at the plate, and just imagine this ball comes and it comes to hit your bat, and imagine it hitting the sweet spot of the bat. There's a sweet spot of the bat where you can hit it, and it takes it to a different place. So I said, just keep imagining that, and then you watch the ball, and it goes all the way, all the way, all the way, and it goes over the fence. And he said, oh, that's all you have to do? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, wow, I'm going to have to really think about that. And I said, what do you mean you have to think about it? And he goes, well, normally I just know. Now I have to think. And I thought, well, tell me what that feels like, because I want to see if he just tells us what we feel like every day. But it's really interesting to have seen that insight in his mind. And then I thought about kids. And I thought, all these great things we don't teach them. And we forget some things that we all already know, because when we were kids, I remember saying to someone, if I can see something, I can do it. But if I can't see it, I don't think I care about it enough. If you could imagine, we already knew all this stuff. We just have words and books written about it now, but we knew inside. That visualization to help us prepare our mind to accept what's coming to us. Exactly like what Chris said, you know, try it, do it. But it's not to, people started doing the, you know, the secret thing where, okay, I'm going to do my vision board and all of that, which is great. But then people were starting to get upset that things weren't happening for them fast enough, or maybe the way they wanted to, or whatever it was. And so there was frustration. So it was definitely a trend that came and went. But there's a lot to be taken from visualizing. In the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Henry Ford, Edison, Carnegie, people who worked for Edison, the man who worked, Barnes, who worked for Edison and helped him sell his product that other people told him no one will ever buy a dictation machine. Or somebody who told Henry Ford, we've been sitting here for a year, there's no way that we're going to be able to make what you're asking us to make. And they were engineers and he wasn't. But he had a vision. He saw it, so he knew it could exist. I remember Christ telling me, well, if you saw me, anyone can see me. Seeing me is not a big deal. I said, wow, are you kidding? He said, feeling me and you feel me by knowing I exist. When you feel me, I give you the energy. I give you the energy. And that's when you learn to trust. And I thought, but seeing you made me realize you were real. So now I tell everyone, hey, you know, he's real. Christ is real. I saw him. So people would immediately ask me, well, what does he look like? As much, not so much now. I guess everyone I know knows I know. But I might have told them already because in the beginning I couldn't stop myself. It's like after a while, not right in the very beginning, but within the few months, before I'd know it, I'd find myself telling this person and then telling that person and coming home and going, wow, they're going to think I'm crazy. Because I saw it. Some people say, I felt God, I felt this, and then I knew what to do, but I had to tell people what I saw. And still seeing it, nobody not believed me. Nobody I know to date, at least to my face, said I don't believe you. Some said they believe me, you know. They couldn't figure out how or why because I'm like this normal person. I'm not, you know, walking around with a gown on or sitting somewhere and not doing anything. If anything, it riled up my life in a way that, you know, propelled me into being in so many places at one time. But now, every time I want to see him, because usually he just shows up, I just close my eyes. And I remember what I saw. And then I'll see him again, and he'll come. And there's a way that I can also participate. I just was learning along the way. I didn't know I could. I just wait. Whenever I saw him, I saw him. But I never stopped feeling or hearing him. Even during reading Chris's dream, there were a couple of things in there. Wow. Because now I learned it with us. That is the gift of the power of our minds. And our dreams synchronize our position in our own lives. Sometimes the weirder the dreams, the clearer the message. But the dream is so weird that you're like, what could that possibly mean? But then maybe a day or two later, the fact that you remembered so many details of the dream, you start putting it together. You start going, wow, I think I know why I dreamed that. Sometimes we all want to know why, and we're not supposed to know right away, but it's enough to pique our interest. It's enough to pique our interest and to keep us observer as well as a participant in our own lives, because we need both. If we're going to put our mind and body and soul in any location, whether it's our job, a relationship, or any other place in life, we need to observe and participate. Otherwise, we will not feel life. If you just observe, you're not interacting, you're separating yourself. And if you just participate, you're not really thinking about what you're doing. But when you have the combination of observing and participating, then you become an active member of your environment. You activate the energy around you. Your mind gets involved. Your body gets involved. And 2 or 3 days later, you sleep and you have dreams kind of related to it. And you may remember them. Because a dream will conclude your learning or open your learning to a whole new direction in your life. I remember about 6 months ago, I was asleep. It must have been like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just opened my eyes and I was literally wide awake from sleep, from a deep sleep. And all I knew was everything as I knew it just changed. Before I slept, no. But I knew that in the middle of the night. And I go, but what changed? Because, of course, full of questions. But then I just smiled and I go, oh, I guess I'll find out. And then I saw a flash of what was changing. Just a flash. And once I saw that flash, I knew what it was. It felt too interesting and good to ever be true. But I knew that it will happen. And the events that have taken place in the last 6 months have shown me the truth of that moment. And I guess it had to wake me up and get my attention because it's something that I've thought about for a long time. But I just didn't know if it's possible. I just didn't know. And I'm finding out now that it is possible. And on top of that vision, that flash that I got in the middle of the night like that, it opened the door for all the other things I wanted to do and needed to do. But the interesting part is that my daily life isn't ready for that. It's preparing for it and has been since that moment. And I went into this rage of reading. I used to think reading was going to take too much of my time, because I always have so much to do because I'm the only one doing it. But I also, in this time just last week, found somebody who can work with me. And now I'm going to try to find funding to fund this person to work with me, because there's no way I can do this alone anymore. And I thank God for involving other people. Because now is the time. And I know it, and I see it, and I see it happening. And it doesn't scare me. I go to meetings, and every time I go to one meeting, they introduce me to another person who can do certain things. And then, and the funny part is, well, it just costs $500 to $1,000, just costs $1,500. And I hear these numbers, and it doesn't even scare me. It doesn't even faze me. And I have no idea what tomorrow will bring, but I know that if I make the best decisions every single day, tomorrow will bring me the answers. Today will bring me the answers. If we wait to say, until I get a new job, until I get a new car, until I get a new this, until I get a new that, we're never going to do anything. And that flash told me that. We have learned to be complacent and wait on what we're doing. But in truth, we need to do what we're doing to get what we need. The action will always be the motivation. The excuse will always be just a roadblock to anything you want to do or care to do in your life. It's all it'll be, is a roadblock. And sometimes we need excuses to hold us in place for a while, but then we get used to them. They become the way we think. Keep your dreams alive. Give yourself a chance to see yourself growing and loving. You guys have a great weekend. I love you so very much. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.